feeling hopelessly unfettered as she weighed sugar and currants and constructed a pyramid of drummer dye boxes, all the while trying not to make unnecessary movements. But come the afternoon, when Trimble's was sweltering hot even with the door propped open, and the air was thick with the smell of wooden floorboards and tea leaves and lamp oil, and the customers were making shifty little movements that indicated they were trying to peel corsets from sweaty torsos, she had known herself to be the most comfortable person in the shop. More than comfortable, vindicated. Her new waist-high corset wasn't pure vanity after all. It was common sense, too. The mattress spring squealed as Mam bounced to her feet, her spine as straight as a poker. Her eyes were bright, and she fizzed with energy, just like she used to before Pa died. "We can't have Evadne seeing you like this, half-naked. She's a lady. You'd do well to take a leaf out of her book, our Carrie."
"Mam, will you stop it? There's nothing wrong with this corset. It's one of a range, and Elizabeth wouldn't stock a range if there wasn't a demand."
"Elizabeth, you bought that thing at the knicker elastic shop?"
"You tell me and Letty off for calling it that. Any road, you know they sell undergarments."